6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cording.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, my co-host, my little partner in crime. How you doing? How's your week been? How you hanging in?
I'm doing pretty good. I've had a very relaxing weekend. I have done a whole lot of nothing, which has been great because school starts back tomorrow. So I'm just enjoying my last few days of freedom. How about you? You sound like you don't feel very good.
I feel like I got hit by a cement truck. Millie has been home. We're recording this on a Sunday. Millie was home Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with like an awful cough. You know, the kind of cough like I know for like the parents out there, like it's that kind of cough where at night it's so loud and kind of abrasive that it worries you. But then it's even scarier when they stop. So you have to like go in, like put your hand on their chest, like make sure they're still breathing, you know what I mean? Because You're just like, oh, well, she's not coughing. She's obviously just quit breathing because she's been coughing so hard. So the last couple of days have been rough. And then I woke up this morning and then all of a sudden I had that same cough. So whatever funk she had, I now have. And I wasn't going to miss this episode because we missed last Monday for a scheduling issue. So I was like, we're going to push through. We're going to do this. I feel awful, but we'll make it through.
Yeah, we'll get done. Hopefully you feel better soon.
Yeah, definitely. And for the listeners out there, I do apologize. This is going to be a little bit of a shorty just because it is everything that I have at this moment to not be asleep. So I appreciate you hanging in, having a little patience with us, but we're definitely going to make it. I'm pumped to talk about it. And this week is your case. So, you know, again, not to kind of shorten things up, but again, I'm having a rough one. So should we quit the Gabby Gabby, get into the Stabby Stabby breakdown this week's case?
Yeah, we'll just treat this one like a little shorty because it is pretty short. But I've had this one in the vault for quite some time,
tucked away in the bank to talk about. Well, I'm definitely excited to get into it, and like I said, I'm sure when it comes time to like talk our thoughts, I will continue to expound the way that I normally do. But at this point, I'm just like, let's just get into it because I don't feel good. So,
well, let's do it.
All right.
In the peaceful suburb of Broomfield, Colorado, the Krug family appeared to be living the American dream. Daniel Krug, a 44-year-old, lived with his wife, Crystal, and their three children. Crystal was 47 and a highly accomplished biochemical engineer. She was admired for her brilliance, warmth, and dedication to her family. But in the final months of 2023, the life she had built began to unravel in a terrifying way. Crystal had been planning to leave Daniel. The marriage, by many accounts, had become tense and unhappy. Friends and family noted that Crystal had grown distant and worried. And in October of 2023, she began receiving several alarming messages from someone claiming to be an ex-boyfriend, a man she hadn't spoken to in over 20 years. The messages weren't just inappropriate, they were deeply unsettling. The sender referenced personal information from Crystal's life, making note of where she worked and lived. He claimed to be watching her and included a photo of her husband, Daniel. This suggested that both her and Daniel were under surveillance. Crystal was terrified. She reported the messages to the police and confided in Daniel. She leaned on him for emotional support. What she didn't know was that the man behind the threatening campaign was Daniel himself. Investigators revealed that Daniel orchestrated the stalking hoax to regain control over Crystal in hopes of salvaging their marriage. He purchased burner phones, downloaded anonymous messaging apps, and used VPNs to mask his digital trail. He even went so far as to send messages from his workplace using the company's IP address. Daniel did all of this in an effort to torment Crystal while posing as her protector. His goal was clear: make her feel vulnerable, afraid, and dependent. He thought that in doing so, he would persuade her to stay, but Crystal didn't. And Daniel's manipulation evolved into something much darker. On the morning of December 14, 2023, Crystal took her children to school. When she returned home, she parked her car in the garage, and there, Daniel was waiting. According to prosecutors, he ambushed her, struck her in the head, knocking her unconscious, and then drove a knife into her chest, piercing her heart. Minutes later, Daniel placed a 911 call, claiming to have found his wife unresponsive. When emergency responders arrived, they found Crystal dead on the garage floor. Her injuries were extensive, and nothing about the scene made sense to investigators. There was no forced entry, no signs of a struggle, and no evidence of an outside attacker. But the digital clues told another story. As detectives began sifting through Crystal's phone and email records, the stalker messages immediately drew their attention. It wasn't long before forensic analysts traced those messages back to Daniel. The burner phones had been purchased using his credit card. Some of the texts were sent during times when Daniel was alone at work. The so-called stalker's account had been created on a computer Daniel regularly used. The illusion unraveled quickly, and when confronted with the evidence, Daniel denied involvement. He insisted he was as shocked by the stalking as anyone else, and he maintained that he had nothing to do with Crystal's death. But investigators weren't convinced. Between the digital trail, Daniel's access to the crime scene, and the mounting circumstantial evidence, he was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, stalking, and criminal impersonation. Now, the case went to trial in April of 2025. The courtroom was packed with family and friends, all eager to hear how a husband could betray his wife so completely. The prosecution laid out a devastating timeline. They showed how Daniel had manipulated Crystal over the last several months, staged the stalking campaign, and ultimately planned her murder when she refused to come back to him. His motive, they argued, was control. The defense argued that there was no direct physical evidence placing Daniel at the scene of the murder. There were no fingerprints on the knife and no DNA linking him to the act. But the jury wasn't swayed. The overwhelming digital footprint, along with his carefully constructed lies and controlling behavior, proved otherwise. After days of testimony and deliberation, Daniel Krug was found guilty on all counts. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, plus an additional 9.5 years for the charges of stalking and criminal impersonation. Crystal's family remembered her not as a victim, but as a woman of resilience and depth, a loving mother, a brilliant scientist, and a person who had so much more to give. So that's this week's case, John. What are you thinking?
Yeah, this one is definitely rough. I know I'm not trying to make a joke or anything like that, because, you know, I feel terrible that Crystal lost her life and that, you know, she was being tormented. But there is an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't know if, you know, you watch that show or if any of the listeners watch, but there's an episode where one of the characters has a system called the Dennis system. And it's basically like you make them dependent on you, you scare them, you know, you emotionally manipulate them, you know, you become like the center of their world. And all I could help thinking about was the Dennis system in this, because he is very much like, oh, well, if you want to leave me, I'm going to terrify you into thinking that there's somebody coming after you and you'll run to me. and I'll be able to keep you, you know, protected from this, you know, so-called threat that I'm the one creating, you know what I mean? And so just thinking about the level of manipulation and, you know, it's like we talk about all the time, man, it's like if somebody just doesn't want to be with you, like,
just leave.
Yeah, move on, you know? Like, can you think about how much work it took to, like, maintain those accounts, those burner phones, as opposed to just being like, I'm going to put that effort into myself? Or, yeah, you know.
I mean, you can ghost somebody easier than you can killing them. Just be done. Just be done.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, obviously part of this is because, you know, there's probably some underlying mental health conditions. There's something going on here that would drive a person to be like, oh, I'm going to become like an ex online and then just scare you. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what like a normal kind of sane person does, you know? So obviously we're trying to attach sane behavior to somebody who, you know, definitely has some mental health issues, right? But it's just, you know, you hear stories about this, you're like, just like, all right, man, just
leave.
Yeah, get moving on. But I just can't imagine how scared she would have to be. You know what I mean? Like, we both have been in relationships before. Like, we're, you know, we're older. Like, can you imagine if, like, one of your high school boyfriends or something was like, hey, it's me, and they're sending you pictures of, you know, what you're doing now, and they know all this stuff about you? Like, it would be super, super
creepy.
Scary. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be staying here alone. That's for dang sure.
No. Wouldn't be sleeping with the second story window open.
Nope.
But.
However, tonight would be a perfect night to do so.
Yeah. Well, I saw you got all that rain yesterday, and then the looked like the weather was kind of nice.
It's a beautiful day today.
So
I'm digressing on the weather, but.
Yeah, I just, you know, thinking about her family, and, you know, all she wanted to do is leave. You know, there's nothing wrong with relationships not working out and being like, you know, I'm going to step away, like, for the better of both of us. And it's just sometimes people are unhinged. You know what I mean? It's really scary. I think it's especially scary because we do so many of these where it's just right, like,
and there seems to be a common thing.
Yeah. And it goes both ways too, which I've also found is kind of interesting. It's like husbands murdering wives and wives murdering husbands.
Wives murdering husbands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems
there's
like
no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. I definitely think it's probably leans more towards men, but it's surprising like how even it seems as far as, at least with the cases that we picked, I'm sure it's anecdotal evidence, but still it's like, man, it seems like it happens a lot on both sides of that aisle. So.
Yeah. Well, if we're thinking deadbolt test, where are you thinking of putting this one?
Oh, man, I think for me personally, again, I'm a guy, right? So, you know, if it was one of my, like, exes from 20 years ago, it's like one of my high school girlfriends. I'm not worried about, you know, one of my high school girlfriends popping up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure I'm friends with most of them on Facebook still. You know what I mean? Just because we dated when we were kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like, you know, I don't have any like bad blood like that or anything of that nature. So, you know, but I can imagine, you know, if this was my daughter, if this is my wife, if this were you, it would be terrifying to think that there's just
if
some.
If it was me, you'd be coming and spending some time here.
Yeah. I mean, just a, you know, I'm sure the idea as a woman that there is just some random man out there who's watching you and you don't know when and you don't know where.
Can we just stop?
Well, I'm just saying. Like I said,
I'm getting in my own head.
I think this is going to be higher on yours than it is on mine. But so for me, I would put something like this at a 6, but I could definitely see why it would be higher. And then, you know, it sounds like from the story, she never even got to figure out that it was Daniel. It's like it wasn't figured out until
she dropped her kids off at school and it was too late.
Yeah. So, you know, she died.
And even then, she doesn't even really know it's him. I mean, unless he said something about it before he attacked her. But
yeah.
She may have died not knowing, just being like, what is happening?
Yeah. Or, you know, if she were to see him when he attacked her, if she didn't know. And, like, can you imagine that being your last thought as you're about to die? Is like, oh, it's been you. It's been you this whole time. And then that's the last thing that you have to ponder. Yeah. So, you know, again, for me, it's something that I think is going to, you know, scare me personally. This would probably be about a 6, but I'm very interested to hear where it's going to fall for you.
I'm, like, on the fence on if I give this one a 10. only because of the situation. Because, you know, there's times where I feel like I'm just going to go in with a solid 9. How about that? I'm going to do a solid 9. There are times when we do these cases and I'm always like, just leave. Just leave. Just move on. It'll be fine. Life sucks. It'll be hard, but you'll move on and it'll get better. But this one was just months of manipulation by someone that you were married to. Like, they were still together, but separating, you know what I mean? And they have children, 3 of them together. And for someone to be so, I don't even know if, like, I don't know what the right word is, just so controlling over your life and every action. Can you imagine, like, if someone is stalking you like this and sending you pictures, I wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't be able to focus. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I would constantly think someone was, like, behind me, looking in my window, following me around the grocery store. Like, you just have no idea. And that, just the months prior to her murder, would have just scared me and frustrated me. And that it just seems like the last few months she just lived in terror and fear. And then all of a sudden this monster just decides to end her life. Like, I don't know. It's a lot for me to unpack on this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely there with you. And again, one of the other things I think about too, that I don't really think that we touched on, but Daniel was making such an effort to, like, scare her and drive him back to her, or drive her back to him, I should say. And again, with this, like, behavior and the unsettling mental illness aspect, like, I can only imagine how much, like, how that anger was growing and growing when, despite all of this effort that he's making to be like, you're not going anywhere, I'm going to drive you closer to me, that she's still like, yeah, listen, I appreciate you being there. I appreciate you being a shoulder, but, like, I'm still out of this relationship. You know what I mean? So to think about, like, how much that anger must have been building, you know what I mean? And, like, what, like, a kind of powder keg or ticking time bomb he must have been. Like, I think that also adds an element to it where I'm just like, oh, like, you were just waiting to, like, literally explode. You know what I mean? Well, that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia is coming in at a solid 9. I'm putting it at a 6. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Crystal Krug fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend a little time with you. We say it all the time, but it is the best place on the internet. Also, you can't pass illness. So if you come hang out with us there, you won't catch this little funk that I got. And, you know, we can all get along and hang out. So we would love to have you. If you want to join, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to now. Click that link, answer a couple questions, boom, you're part of the community. We would love to have you. And Olivia, you know, we love reviews. We love, you know, hearing from our listeners. And we actually got a Spotify comment that I just sent over to you. So I was wondering if you would want to read this week's Spotify comment coming from one of our listeners, because I think you might feel a little connected to it. What do you think? You want to hit that one for us?
Of course. And this week's comment comes from Meg on Spotify. And they said, Olivia, I've never heard of anybody else having that, but I've passed out several times and been diagnosed with that syndrome. I think the worst time was passing out in the shower because I kind of fell out of the shower. I hope you're okay. Well, thank you, Meg. And I'm sorry that you deal with this as well. And it is very scary passing out. Knock on wood, that hasn't happened to me in the shower, but there are many more years of this in my life, so we'll see. But I'm glad that you are alive and well, and thank you for reaching out and sending condolences.
So that's the hyper bagel one, right? What is it?
Vaso bagel syncope.
Okay. Massive bagel symphony. I got you. So, yes. No, I joke because it is scary and that's the only way that I can deal with it. But yes. I am definitely glad that you are okay. And Meg, I'm definitely glad that you are okay as well. You know, we had talked about it a little bit when we were recording the episode, where we're like, man, I wonder, you know, if anybody else has ever, like, heard of this or dealt with it, or if we're going to get any feedback from any listeners who've gone through it as well. So, you know, it is just a crazy world to know there's somebody out there who's listening. He's like, oh man, like, I've gone through the same thing. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's that, no matter what you got going on, there's always somebody out there who understands and can be there to support you. And I think that goes both ways. So, definitely, you know, glad that I don't want to say bonding or anything like that, but you know, that we're able to like connect over that and, you know, again, offer support to one another. So, but Olivia, you know, we love the Spotify comments. If you listen on Spotify, you can leave that comment. We'd love to read them on the show, but we also love Apple reviews. You know, we've talked about how they help us. Olivia, if somebody wants to leave a 5-star review for the podcast on Apple Podcasts, how do they do that?
They need to go to our show's homepage in the Apple Podcast app, scroll all the way down where you see all 5 stars, click all 5 stars, and leave us a little bit of love.
And that's right. Olivia always has the best, so I don't have to. It's Apple Podcasts. Click those stars. Leave those words. We would love to read them, hear what you think. Plus, again, they help us out tremendously. They get us into other shows' recommendations. They help new listeners find the show, things of that nature. So if you have left us a review, just know that we appreciate you so much. If not, again, you can head over to Apple Podcasts, leave that review. We would love to talk about it. And as always, if you like the show, you want to help us out, support what we do, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks, get signed up today. Got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help us keep the lights on, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family, the people who are important to you, mean just as much, if not more. So if that's you, you're telling people to check the show out, just know that we appreciate you. Again, it's all about growing the community, bringing people in the family, and really just, you know, watching this thing grow. So if you are sharing this, just know we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks in your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case, but until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.